It's 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon, day 26. I haven't done any riding today. I've been waiting at the Sandfire Roadhouse, letting my left quadricep muscle, that's the front one on the top of above the knee, repair itself. I finished here last night with a very sore leg, barely able to ride or make any progress, and there was no prospect of being able to continue on today on my schedule. So I've decided that I can spare at the most 3 days for the leg to get right before I lose any chance of breaking the record for riding in Australia. I've resigned myself to resting here for 3 days, staying off the leg, massaging it a bit. I've got some anti-inflammatories which I might take, and then I'll continue on, and if I can make it, if the leg seems okay, then I'll continue on and try and break the record. If it's still very painful and difficult to ride, then I'll probably just try and get to Port Hedland and fly home from there, which is sad, but I don't get any satisfaction, or I won't get any satisfaction out of finishing the trip with a sore leg and not breaking the record. I can ride around Australia some other time as a tourist and do it at my leisure. I'm quite happy to do that. Sandfire Roadhouse is a pretty interesting place to get stuck for a few days. It's 300 kilometres south of the next roadhouse, that's where I rode from yesterday, and about 130 kilometres north of the first roadhouse to the south, so it's a long way from any civilization. It's surrounded by low scrubby plains and salt bush plains. At the moment there's a reasonable wind blowing from the south, so at least I've missed that for today. It's very dusty, or red soil. Everything would get covered in dust here. Unfortunately for the roadhouse owners, the actual roadhouse burnt down 4 months ago. So now there's the there's no sign of the actual roadhouse. It's gone. There's some smoke blackened sort of roofing over the area where you refuel. There's a large fuel tank where they store their fuel, and some petrol bowsers, and they have a prefabricated hut which they're using to dispense fuel from, and some limited supplies of food. They do have a sort of caravan park adjacent to the roadhouse, and that wasn't damaged by the fire, and that's where I've got a sort of a cabin for the time that I'm staying here. Facilities are pretty negligible, no TV here, I can't quite get radio reception on my radio, no mobile phone reception. It seems at night I'm on the fringes of the Next G network, so I can get some computer connectivity, but not during the day. The food is fairly limited, although shouldn't be a problem for me, I suppose. Pretty much it's either pies and pasties or sandwiches, although at lunchtime today they'd run out of sandwiches, so it was only pies and pasties. They've got a selection of soft drinks, limited selection, and a few Mars bars and things like that. So my diet's going to be a little bit monotonous the next few days. There's no reading matter here, no newspapers or anything like that. I think I'm going to be spending my days dozing or playing Minesweeper on the computer. Anyway, nevertheless, it's part of the adventure, I suppose. The people who own the place are quite friendly and helpful and sympathetic to my situation, which is, of course, is self-inflicted. I can handle another couple of days here. It's nearing the end of the first day. I just hope that the leg's right when I set out again. Right now there's a Greyhound bus stopped here. One goes through going north to Broome each day, and one goes through going south to Port Hedland each day as well. So that find I can't keep riding, and it really was impossible to ride last night. I was barely making any progress. Then I can probably get the bike onto a Greyhound bus and myself, and get that to somewhere where I can get to an airport. Around the roadhouse there's a bit of vegetation. They've got some high trees, and there's an old orchard of some description and a few palm trees as well. It is pretty much like an oasis in the desert, even though it's dry and dusty. And to top it off, there's a family of peacocks walking around the place, which provides some entertainment. There's a steady stream of cars stopping here all day because it is the only place for a long way north or south. There's a few trees out the front of the roadhouse where people park their cars. At lunchtime today there must have been probably 20 to 30 cars, camper vans or caravans stopped here as a break on their journeys either north or south. That's it for now.